Hello. In today's episode, we will be looking at the Beats Studio earbuds. Now, these go for about $150, but more often than not, you can find them on sale. So, if you are interested in these, then they are going around for about $119. So, what you get in the box, you get the earbuds and the charging case, plus the documentation and a couple tip sizes. You have the small, medium, and large. The medium already come pre-installed on the earbuds, but if you need additional options, you have those. And you also have a USB-C. That's interesting. You have a USB-C to USB-C cable. So Apple decided not to go with their Lightning adapter. So that means that these earbuds are universal, which means that you'll get pretty much the same experience using these regardless of whether you have an iOS or Android device. So when you take these earbuds and you hold them in your hand, the case kind of feels like an oval shape. On the bottom, of course, you have the USB-C charging port, and when you open the case, it's magnetic, so you can open it and close it like that. And inside, of course, you'll find the earbuds. And now I find that these earbuds are quite secure in the case, so if I shake it, there's no rattling of any kind. To compare the size, it's sort of like the size of the AirPods Pro case, maybe a bit smaller, but it's definitely wider than the AirPods, which are, you know, more on the slender side. But they're really comfortable to hold. The case is really comfortable to carry in your pocket. One thing to mention, the Beats logo is actually not on the back, it's on the front. So that's how you know that you have the case facing the right way, because of the Beats logo. And the Beats logo is what you will be using to pair the earbuds, and I'll go into that a bit later. The earbuds charge via the case as well as the USB-C connection. You have 5 hours of playtime with the noise canceling enabled, or 8 hours with the noise canceling disabled. These earbuds also do feature a transparency mode, which I will also talk about a little bit later. The charging case will charge these earbuds up to 2 times. So this means that you have up to 24 hours of use out of these earbuds before having to charge the case. One thing that these earbuds feature, just like many of the earphones on the market today, is the quick charge technology, which means that plugging these in and charging them for about 5 minutes can give you about an hour of playtime. So that's actually quite neat. And one thing that they do not have, unlike the AirPods Pro, is wireless charging. So if that's something that you want, then you're not going to find that on the Beats Studio Buds. All right, so let's get into the features. Now, these earbuds do feature 8.2 millimeter drivers. For most people, that might not mean much. And one thing that I will tell you, these earbuds are not meant for audiophiles. So if you're looking for high quality earphones that you can use to do studio monitoring, things like that, then these are not meant for you. These earbuds are more designed for workouts, or if you're out and about and you want to drown out the noise of the outside world. Also, you know, if you're like me and like to walk around the house with earphones in my ear all the time, then yes, these earphones are definitely meant for you. But for anybody who's looking for like premium, high quality, you're better off spending just a bit more money on something like the AirPods Pro. But that doesn't mean that they're not good earphones. That just means that they're not meant for, you know, audio editing and things like that. Another thing that these earphones offer, as I had mentioned before, they have active noise canceling. So on the side of the earbuds, you will find some microphones that, when sound passes through them and this mode is enabled, you actually don't hear the outside world, because the microphones do a rather good job of isolating that. And the fit is quite comfortable, so even with the noise canceling disabled, you'll find that they do quite well at blocking out outside noise. Another feature that these earphones have is transparency mode, and what this is the opposite effect of noise canceling. So instead of isolating the noise, these microphones are used to bring back some of the noise, let you hear some of the noise from the outside world. And this is useful if you need to have conversations. You can, you know, pause the music and do what you have to do without having the need to remove the earphones. And speaking of music, these earbuds have a feature that I am really happy with, and that is they have physical buttons. So in the place of the stem, like what you would find on the AirPods or the AirPods Pro, the Beats Studio earbuds instead have a flat underside, and on that underside you have the button. And the button is like, it's a standard control, so you can click the button once. Doesn't matter what side of the earphones, you can click it's either the left or the right, doesn't matter. You can click the button one time to play and pause the track. Clicking it twice will go to the next track. Clicking it three times goes to the previous. And holding the button down, you have a few options to choose from for what they can do. So by default, holding this button down will actually toggle between the noise cancellation and the transparency modes, or you can also turn the noise cancellation off. And you can, as I mentioned before, you can customize what these buttons do. So we'll go into that in just a second. One thing that these earbuds do not have is they do not have the Apple W1 or the H1 chip. So this means that even though they are seamlessly integrated into the Apple ecosystem, you're not gonna get full integration. So they're not gonna have audio sharing. They're also not gonna have the feature that lets you switch from device seamlessly. So if you have more than one iOS or OS, macOS device hooked into your iCloud, it's not going to switch from one device to the next, which I don't use that feature anyway, so I don't particularly care about that. But for those who do, if you want that, again, you're better off spending more money on either the AirPods or the AirPods Pro. So, but for what these earphones do have, though, it's quite a surprise because, again, they do feature Class 1 Bluetooth, which means that there's literally no delay, you guys. There's no latency, so when you're watching videos, one of the things that I absolutely love is the fact that you get no delay. So it's not like other cheap earbuds that when you're watching videos, the audio is like a second behind. You don't actually get that. Apple has actually done a really good job with that. And again, that's saying something coming from me who, if you know, you guys that know me know that I, up until now, did not like Bluetooth. But that just might change with these earbuds, with these studio earbuds by Beats. So let's dive in and take a look and see what you got with this. So to pair the Beats Studio earbuds, although they don't have the Apple chips installed, I've found the pairing process to be quite simple. Now, this is if you're using iOS. If you're using iOS, all the features are already in the earphones. You know, it's baked into the system, so you don't have to do anything. If you are going to use them on Android, you will have to download the Android Beats app, and then you will have access to all the features that I'm going to be demonstrating. So, all right, let's unlock the iPhone. And now the way it's supposed to work is as soon as I open the case, it's supposed to recognize that I have a pair of Beats earbuds, and it's supposed to take me to through the pairing process. So let's see.
Beats Studio buds. Heading.
And there they are. As you just heard, VoiceOver just brought up a dialogue. So let's see what.
Connect button. Close button. Beats Studio buds. Heading. Beats Studio buds. Close. Connect. Connect button. Close button.
So there's only two buttons.
Connect button.
There's a close and a connect. So let's connect.
Beats Studio buds.
And that's it. So you don't even have to go into the Bluetooth settings. You don't have to do any of that. It is already, they are already paired and ready to go. One last thing I want to show you before I close this out.
100% battery power, AirPods. Beats Studio Buds, heading, close, button. 100% battery power, AirPods, not charging. 100% battery power, case, not charging. Continue, button.
Now, this is the setting screen. Wow, this is actually new. I didn't have to go through this before, but we're going to
100% close, button. Beats Studio Buds, heading. Beats Studio Buds, close, button. 100% battery power, AirPods, not charging.
So, you can actually see the battery percentage on the earbuds.
100% battery power. Case. Not charging.
And on the case, so that's actually quite neat.
Continue. Button.
Let's continue.
Fun folder. 11 apps. 20 new items.
Oh.
Double fun folder.
Was that it?
Photography folder. 4 apps. Double tap to open. Use 3D touch to show home screen options.
And then as soon as I open the case.
No studio bots. Head. Close. Button.
It connected right away. So again, all you need to do is open the case and they are connected.
Photography folder. 4 apps.
Now, because they don't feature this W1 or H1 chip, you cannot play and pause the way you can with the AirPods. So one feature that you'll find on the AirPods is that when you take them out of your ear, the music pauses, and when you put them back in, it resumes. The Beats will not do that. So again, that's another thing that if you like that feature, you're not going to find it here. Let's go into the settings for the earbuds and see what we have there.
Settings. Search. Dictate. Albert. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Blue teacher. Bluetooth. On. Button. Bluetooth. On. Now discoverable. My devices. Beatles Beat Studio Buds. Not connected. Button. Kawan E7. Not connected. Beatles Beat Studio Buds. Not connected. Button. Actions available.
So in order to do that, we are going to go into the settings and Bluetooth. And once there, we're going to go to the studio earbuds, and they're right there. So if I flick down,
more info.
I'll get the more info. So let's double tap.
About. Heading. Beatles Beat Studio Buds. Heading.
And in here,
Bluetooth. Back button. Bluetooth. Back button. Beatles Beat Studio Buds. About. Heading.
You have the about information. So this is where you have like the
model name, model number, serial number, version 1, case name, Beats, limited warranty, forget this device, button, forget this, limited, case name, Beats Studio Buds case.
Now, in here, you also have the, you can name the case, and if you open them,
version 1B56, voice, name, Beatles, Bluetooth.
Now, one thing that I should mention, I won't
settings,
be able
Bluetooth,
to demonstrate this, but when you have the earbuds in, you can actually change certain settings on the earbuds. So you can change the name, you can change what holding the button on the sides do, and you can also enable noise cancellation and transparency mode this way. So a lot of customization there. And just like you can with the case, you can also rename the earbuds themselves. All right, that is it for this review. I hope you found it helpful. If you have any questions about these Beats Studio earbuds, you can contact me by email, bbunchradio@gmail.com, or you can also check us out on Twitter, Clubhouse, and Facebook by looking us up as @FOLShow. And whether I see you guys on any of those platforms, until next time, talk to y'all later.